You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Tommy Lou Gowerd.
Start Dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dude's dog's damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Mom, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lou Gowerd is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lou Gowerd on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lou Gowerd. Loogie. Phone number to call, as always, 888-808-1019. Another brutal loss for the Yankees as the horrific losses are starting to mount. It's really twofold in this situation. Number one, the bullpen is not good. And it's certainly not been a hallmark of this team. It is a major concern. And it's been rearing its ugly head as of late, for sure. It's something that needs to get better. It's something that needs to be addressed by Brian Cashman at the deadline. It's something that must be upgraded if the Yankees are going to win in October. Because it, quite frankly, just isn't good enough. That's number one. Number two, the offense. Not Ben Rice, he's amazing. Not Aaron Judge, he's amazing. Not Caballero, who's got to go see a hand specialist, made the last out. A very bizarre way to end a game, but be that as it may, Caballero's been great. Bellinger's great. Stanton, when he's out there, great. But I look at two guys right now. Even McMahon is giving you something. He almost tied the game as well tonight, and he's been hitting, much to my surprise. Jazz Chisholm, who has been nothing short of awful, and he's on pace for close to 200 strikeouts. He's just been lost at the plate. And Austin Wells. I mean, you got two guys there that are just giving you nothing in terms of at-bats. Zero. And the Yankees had multiple opportunities in this game after going up 2-0. And look, Weathers is mowing everybody down. He's got a no-hitter. But you can't just bank on the guy pitching a no-hitter. And you can't just bank on your bullpen that was shorthanded tonight. So you didn't even have your top guys, and it's already a issue. And now think about it when you don't have your guys that you really lean on coming out of that pen. You had an opportunity for the Yankees multiple times to extend the lead. And both situations, they weren't able to get it done. Which is part of the fundamentals of baseball. You get a guy on second base with less than two outs, get him over, get him in. And the Yankees weren't unable to do that multiple times in the mid to late innings, and it ultimately left them vulnerable, and it cost them. And to me, the two biggest culprits right now are Jazz and Wells. They are not hitting at all. And Jazz Chisholm, who, look, put it out there before the season, I want to be a 50-50 guy, which, coming off a 30-30 year, that's certainly a major leap. You probably should have said 40-40 because it's the next rung on the ladder, but he decided to skip 40-40 and went straight to 50-50. And so far, he is not exactly on pace for 50-50. And right now, you would just settle for him to make contact with the ball, especially in spots where he could drive a runner in from third base in less than two outs. You don't need a home run there. You don't need a stolen base there. You need a fly ball. And the little things, execution, is what has cost the Yankees in this four-game losing streak. I mean, the situation that happened in Milwaukee, which we didn't get to touch on a lot in after hours Sunday into Monday last night because it was Knicks wall-to-wall. And we're going to do a lot of Knicks tonight. Don't worry. I got you for 4 hours. But the situation and the scene in Milwaukee was ugly, to say the least. And I don't even think tonight, because the idea that the Yankees haven't beat good teams, which is accurate, that doesn't have anything to do with what happened tonight. I mean, the Orioles stink. They're not good at all. So it had nothing to do with that. It had more to do with the fact that the Yankees' bullpen is not good, and they have dead outs in this lineup. And when you have hitters that aren't hitting, the ball, so to speak, or in this case, the bat, always finds them. And the Yankees have to get more production out of Jazz, and they need to get more production out of Wells. You can't have those type of dead outs in your lineup. Now, I think Jazz will ultimately get it going. Wells, not so sure, but Jazz for sure. Although he is in a major funk, and he's clearly either pressing or just going through it or whatever the case may be. But this has been a season long. I mean, Jazz Chisholm is in danger of falling under 200 in terms of batting average. He's about to head on the interstate. One more bad game and he's there. He's been, what is he, 201 right now? Not good. Not good at all. And in many ways, the Yankees are certainly fortunate to have Ben Rice and Aaron Judge doing what they're doing, as they are just setting records as teammates, and they've been major bright spots for this team. Incredible. But it seems like, especially when the Yankees have struggled this year, when they went on that long losing streak, and now that they're on another losing streak, bottom of the order, not hitting, bullpen, not getting it done, those two Achilles heels continue to crop up for the Yankees. And there's certainly things that, especially the bullpen, that need to be addressed. I mean, look, you can bring in another hitter. Yeah, obviously brought up Jones, but that was more injury to Dominguez. You could do something at the deadline to bring in a bat. But ultimately, the guys that you have, the guys that Brian Cashman put together in this lineup when you ran it back, and certainly the guys that you had brought in over the last couple years, that's the lineup. And those guys got to hit. Jazz has to hit. Wells has to hit. Grisham has to hit. To go along with Stanton coming back. You hope Jones gets it going, and he hasn't done much, but it's only been four games. So nothing to worry about there. But it's the little things, it's the fundamentals when the game is tight and it's not 7-1 and you're not blowing teams out. Those are the things that you look towards that you need to execute in order to win in October. And also to sustain winning in the regular season. Now, it's way too early to discuss this at length, but we'll put a pin in it. And that is the fact that the Rays are just off to an incredible start. And now, with the Yankees sliding a little bit, the Rays have taken over the AL East, and they're starting to get a slight little distance on the Yankees. A game and a half, but, you know, a couple more losses, a couple more wins for the Rays. They start to build up a lead. The Rays have already beat the Yankees straight up this year. Now they're going to play a hell of a lot more times, but it could be a situation like Toronto was last year. Now, way too early to tell. They haven't played enough head-to-head games, and it's only a month into the season. So we're not going to do it at length, but it's something to monitor because Tampa is not slowing down. And they feel like the team in the AL East that has risen as the contender for the Yankees this year. And we know how important home field is in October. So every win, every loss counts when it comes to that. Especially if you think it's going to be a tight race and it could come down to a tiebreaker or it could come down to a game here, game there that the Yankees had lost. I mean, this is the one that you look at tonight that they had in their back pocket. Weathers is cruising. He's got a no-hitter deep into the game. It wasn't a big lead, but the Orioles were doing nothing offensively. Literally nothing. And you're cruising along, You had several opportunities to extend the lead, and you weren't able to do it. And those are the little things that can cost you in the long run. You couple that with the bullpen, the big guys not being out there or available, and Aaron Boone having to go to not his high leverage guys per se in that spot. And that this is the result you get. A 3-2 loss, four in a row, after what was a very rough weekend. And you have a situation where, look, it is a gut check time. You have several of these throughout the year. You're not going to win 140 games. Even the great teams win, you know, 100, they lose 60 of them. So that's a great, great season, which certainly the Yankees are on pace for. But even in those great years, you have moments that you have to look in the mirror, and it's a gut check time. Because reinforcements aren't on their way bullpen-wise. Rotation, for sure. Rodon's already here. Cole's on his way. Bullpen guys, it's going to take a little bit longer. That's going to be closer to the deadline. But as far as the offense, I mean, guys like Jazz Chisholm, guys like Austin Wells, they got to hit. Grisham has to hit. Even McMahon, who has been hitting, is still batting .210. You have a situation where you could have multiple guys on the interstate. Wells is already there. Grisham's already there. Jazz is on his way. One more bad game and he's there. And McMahon is only batting .210. So he's a slump away from being on the interstate as well. Now, they're all on a hot streak away from bolstering that average. And we know when it comes to all of those guys, if they get hot, they could take off. But you have four of them struggling. And you need at least two of them to get going. And I have no concern long-term with Jazz. I really don't. Do I think he's part of the plans of the Yankees for the future? That remains to be seen. I lean no, but obviously he's part of the plans this year. Grisham, I said it going into the season. I didn't see any scenario where Trent Grisham duplicated the numbers he had last year. I didn't. And even if he hit for good power, it's hard to expect a high batting average. And right now, like I said, on the interstate. It's not panic time. It's not the sky is falling. It's nothing like that. It's just more, hey, there's a couple of concerns on this team. One, I think, will be absolutely 100% addressed, which is the bullpen. And the other is there are guys in this lineup. McMahon, who was traded for last year. Grisham, who's brought back or who accepted the qualifying offer. Jazz, who was brought in a few years ago. You know, Wells, obviously, is been around for a minute. This is half your lineup we're talking about here. And if Caballero has to miss time, which hopefully he doesn't because he's off to such a great start, he means so much to this team, but he is going to see a hand specialist. Like, obviously, he pinch ran in the ninth inning, was thrown out to end the game, but that's all he could do right now is be a pinch runner. And we'll get more information, hopefully, about him tomorrow, as I believe he's going back to New York to see a specialist. To see what's going on, if there's an IL stint or whatever the case may be. But you can't get into a situation, because this is where it'll get dicey, is if you have two, three guys that are carrying the team. Because you can work around that now if you're an opponent. You're just not going to let Rice beat you, don't let Judge beat you. Bellinger's been good too, of course, Stanton getting back, but you can't have half your lineup, which is now more than half, especially with Stanton out, not producing. And you can't always sit around and wait for the three-run homer, which the Yankees have been good with this year. I mean, they've looked different. You know, they've hit their home runs, of course, because they're built that way. But when they've been rocking and rolling, they've been tacking on runs. They've been doing the little things. But when they've lost, as they have over the last four games, they haven't been. And they've been stymied by some good bullpens, albeit, which is fair. Obviously, you have to tip the cap to the opponent. But still, when you look across this lineup and you see the lack of production in certain places, it is concerning. Grisham, Jazz, Wells.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Even McMahon overall. You know what I mean? You can't ignore the start he had. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Lamar in Jackson here on After Hours. What's up, Lamar?
Yeah, how are you?
What's up?
Yes, can I ask you a quick football question before I get to my Yankee point?
Lamar, start with the Yankees, please, first. Thank you.
Yeah, so do you think the Yankees should have gotten Mason Miller?
Do I think they should have got Mason Miller? I mean, anybody could get Mason Miller. That'd be amazing. But, I mean, it's not exactly
no,
like...
No, last year before the trade, by the trade deadline.
Of course. I mean, I think the Yankees could have gotten Diaz in the offseason. They could have done a lot of things. They have, and they now...
Why didn't they go after them?
Well, he didn't. I have no idea why they didn't.
Yeah, so can I ask you my quick giant point?
Yeah, Lamar, this is the second time you've done this where I think you more just want to talk about football, which is totally fine, but you don't have to ask me a baseball question just to get to your football point. Just call about football.
Well, then you don't answer me.
Well, because we have to do the topic that we open with. I know you want to talk football, but I think you want to shoehorn a football thing in, but you've obviously been waiting to ask me this giant question for weeks now, so have at it. I don't want to keep giving you the stiff arm.
Yeah, so who is better, Garrett Wilson or Malik Nabers?
Thank you for the call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to, where do we want to go here? Let's go to Ed in Mohegan. What's up, Eddie?
Oh, man. I'm sorry I'm laughing.
All good.
Oh, my own. All right, listen, Tommy, I'm watching this game. And look, everybody knew they were going to lose a few. It was bound to happen. Mm-hmm. And you don't even mind it against Milwaukee because Milwaukee's a good team. Tonight, they didn't hold up for the no, but you don't lose it. I don't know what's going on with Jazz. I mean, I understand stats, but this guy's, I don't know what he's swinging at. It's very odd to watch. As far as the bullpen, they've been off. What I think is going to wind up happening, and I haven't heard this yet, it's just a feeling, I think you might wind up seeing Weathers as the closer before the year is out.
That's an interesting take.
Down for the bullpen with that 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Interesting.
I mean, he's been pitching better than Warren, but in the bullpen.
Yeah, I mean Warren's been really good. He had a rough outing recently.
You'll see him tomorrow
as well. But yeah, I mean, that Weathers is going to be the odd man out once the Yankees are fully healthy, for sure. It just depends on what type of role they want to use him in. Do they want him to be more of a long man, a guy that can give you multiple innings? Because obviously he could be a star. He's been a starter, so he is stretched out. He can give you more innings.
Or I think he's going to be Mariano in 96.
Really?
Mariano in 96. He'll be a big setup guy.
That's
some
take.
Until he takes the closer role.
You mean more for his role, not for his effectiveness, though. That's heavy, you know, shoes to fill, calling him Mariano Rivera.
No, I'm not saying he's going to be Mariano, right. But the type
just
of
role.
Mariano had in 96.
Just wanted you to clarify that, because I've obviously said some outlandish things, and sometimes they are taken out of context. I just wanted to make sure, Ed, that you weren't saying anything that was totally and utterly crazy by comparing him to Mariano, but you clarified, so we're all good. Look, I could see that, you know, a role like that for sure, if they don't add a guy or they don't add enough at the deadline, because clearly this is a issue with this team, and it's something that Brian Cashman needs to address, whether it's internally or by seeking a trade partner and bringing in more pitching in his bullpen.
Yeah, no, you're going to need to bring guys in, but I think they really have one with Weathers. I mean, his dad did it. His dad was in the league for what, 17, 18 years as a reliever, look, I think it's a good move for him. I don't know where he'll end up. But this is terrible. Jazz really, I wouldn't be surprised if they move him. I know his contract is up. He's great in the field, but I don't know what he's swinging at.
Yeah, maybe the contract is weighing on him. He's pressing. He's trying to have that big year. He put the 50-50 out there, not only to live up to that, but if you have a 50-50 season or something remotely close, you're going to get paid, and then you don't have that type of start that you're looking for, and you tighten up. You start to press a little bit because you're thinking about the contract, and that's where you end up on the interstate in May.
One more thing. You think that Boone's being a little hard on Spencer? He hasn't really let him get up in a big spot yet.
Yeah.
He's pulling him too early.
Yeah.
He's done it twice now.
Yeah, he has. Look, Boone, I think, wants to go to his bench, to his veterans, the guys that he likes, and he doesn't want him perhaps overexpose Spencer Jones and put him in a situation where he also will press. And I think if Jones gets going and starts hitting the ball over the fence and he gains that confidence that you're going to get in the major leagues when you start to hit, I think Boone will sort of take off the kick gloves and have him hit in those spots. But right now,
I trust Boone. He knows his guys. He knows his personality.
Sure.
So no problem with it.
For sure.
Just curious.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think once Jones gets acclimated and once he gets comfortable, you'll see him in those spots more. Because I don't have a major issue with it right now either. You're talking about a young player, somebody that hasn't done anything in the major league, so hasn't warranted that type of respect where, yeah, this guy shouldn't be pinch hit for, or he should be late in the game in every spot. Like, you got to earn that. And Jones hasn't done that yet. Now he has the talent and the potential to get into that position and get into that position rather quickly. But so far, he has not, because he's only been up here for a couple games. So I agree with you. I don't have a problem with that when it comes to Aaron Boone. Like, I think of all the things Boone has done, you know, throughout his tenure, this isn't one where I would get on him. I really wouldn't. Protecting a young player that's just been brought up here, a guy that you, I would think, have big plans for in your future. But as far as Jazz, I don't think they're trading him. I do not. I don't. I don't see that happening. He's got to start hitting, but even if he's struggling to the deadline, I know he's out of here after the year, but I would sit there and say, if I'm Cashman, Jazz is better off on my team for the second half and in October than he is somewhere else. Because at some point, whether it's, even if it's not by July, it'll be by August, it'll be September, October, he's going to wake up, he's going to start hitting. This is an all-star, this is a 30-30 guy, this is a guy that has a ton of talent and a ton of flair for the dramatic. So I would be as cautious as humanly possible, even though, in all likelihood, Jazz Chisholm is not part of the Yankees' long-term plans. That's just a gut feeling on my part, that he's not. And certainly if he doesn't hit this year, he has a real down year, he's going to make the decision a heck of a lot easier for the Yankees. So I'm sure that's part of it. I'm sure that's part of Jazz's struggles, is that he's thinking about that type of stuff. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. We got 4.5 hours to go. Excuse me, we have 3.5. Not 4.5. That's all right. I'm used to last night where I did 5 hours. Doesn't matter. We don't have a clock in the room. If I told you 4.5, I told you nobody's writing this down. I don't even know why I bother telling you this. I could sit there and say, I'm on for the next 12 hours, and you would believe me, right? So 4.5, 5.5, 6.5, 3.5, doesn't matter. I'll be on till 2 a.m. Let's make it easier for everybody. But if you want to join the conversation, the phone number is 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. Loogie here in the late night on The Fan. 10:32 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
You know who else is a minor leaguer, Paul? Aaron Judson! He's a minor leaguer! Bryce Harper's a minor leaguer! Ohtani's a minor leaguer! What are you talking about?
Ohtani technically wasn't a minor leaguer, but in the heat of passion there. Speaking of minor leaguers, the Mets are calling up A.J. Ewing. We will get into that later on in the show. The Mets as well, as they had the night off. They get ready for a series against the Tigers, and we all get ready for the first round of the Subway Series. That starts on Friday, and obviously we'll go through the weekend. And the way it's going right now in this Detroit-Cleveland series, in all likelihood, the Cavs are going to win this game. They're up 10 with a minute to go. That means the series will be tied, and it becomes more and more increasingly likely that the Eastern Conference Finals are going to start next Tuesday. That's according to my research. I went on the old NBA.com, did a little research. I would suggest you do your own research. Don't take it to the bank that I said that, because I could have been wrong in my research, but I checked. I double-checked. I made a list. I checked it twice, and it told me that the earliest the Eastern Conference Finals could start is this Sunday. Obviously, if Detroit takes care of business quickly against the Cavs, which it seems like they're not going to do, which if you heard me on After Hours last night, I said that to you. I said the Pistons are going to win the series, but not in five. Not in five. I think Cleveland has at least one more win in them, and in all likelihood, they got that win tonight as they're up 10 with 58 seconds to go. But we'll break that down once it becomes official. But yeah, the Mets and Yankees, in all likelihood, are going to play three games against each other. The Yankees will finish up the series with Baltimore. The Mets will start and end their series with the Tigers. All that will happen before we see the Knicks on a basketball court again. That's how long a layoff they're going to have. And we'll get into later on in the show the idea of rest versus momentum. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. Loogie here in the late night. Let's go to Rich in Westchester. What's up, Rich?
How are you, Tommy?
What's up?
I call you a lot. I'm a big fan of yours. And I usually call you about the Yankees, how bad you get all over them. But that's all right. That's not what I'm calling today. I'm calling today about two things. One, well, I'll disregard your mutts. They've been an embarrassment of a $370 million team, but that's not why I'm calling.
But you had to get that in there, though. You felt like you had to kind of say that. You had to get that in there. You had to get your bleep in. That's fine. All good.
I had to squeeze that in.
You had to squeeze it in. You didn't exactly squeeze it in. That was it on the nose. I mean, you were pretty. You called them the mutts, and you said they're an embarrassment. So I don't know about squeezing in, but you certainly are entitled to your thoughts on it.
Okay. But I'm calling about the Yankees, and I'm a realistic Yankee fan. Mm-hmm. This team is going nowhere with this bullpen. This bullpen is embarrassing. I go back to the embarrassing word, because they are.
Yeah.
They don't have a bullpen. They don't have a bullpen. They have a seventh inning. They have a seventh inning reliever, which is Bednar. They don't have an eighth inning or a ninth inning. They're going nowhere with this bullpen.
I think Bednar is a little bit better than you're giving him credit for, but I understand what you are saying by that. The bullpen is definitely not good enough. It's not good enough to, it might not be even good enough to win the division. It's certainly not good enough once they get to October. But you know what the good thing is, Rich? I know that, you know that, and most importantly, the Yankees know that. So I expect them to make major upgrades. Now, who is available when we get close to the deadline? Your guess is as good as mine. It's too early to tell who's going to be buyers, who's going to be sellers, and who's going to really be available. But I do think Brian Cashman is going to, the best he can, make major changes to this pen, because I don't foresee it getting any better. Like, they are what they are when it comes to those guys.
Yeah, what do you think about a catcher? Can they get a catcher?
Put Ben Rice a catcher. I've been saying that since the
offseason. I don't mind that.
He can't play first base. He's not good defensively at first. It's not like you're moving Keith Hernandez or Don Mattingly off first base. He's not good defensively at first. So I like the idea of Rice behind the plate because he gives you a major advantage offensively there. And then you can do a bunch of stuff. You could platoon Goldschmidt over there. You could bring in a lefty first baseman. I mean, I know you have one now, but you know what I mean. Platoon with Goldschmidt. Or just bring in a first baseman at the deadline. Because you're out on Wells, I imagine. I take that.
Yeah, I'm out on Wells, and I like where you're going. I like Rice behind the plate and figuring out first base.
Yeah.
You could always get a first baseman.
I said that in the offseason,
between Goldschmidt and a lefty.
Yeah, I said that in the offseason. I would have put Rice at catcher, and I would have signed Tucker, or I would have signed a big-time first baseman. Heck, the Yankees could have signed Pete Alonso. I just felt like Ben Rice at catcher would give you such an advantage because of the offensive numbers he could put up there. And like I said, it's not like he's great defensively at first base, so you're not losing defense over there. I don't think the Yankees are going to do this, but I would at least
line
consider
with you. This time I'm aligned with you, Tommy.
Yeah, I would consider
I'm aligned
it.
With you.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're aligned. Now, you got your little shot in there, and look how we ended this, though. You got your shot in, and now we're good. I'm cool with that. I took one on the chin. I got a tough chin. I don't have a glass chin, Rich. I think some people think I do. I certainly don't. You can say whatever you want about my baseball team. That's certainly on the table.
Let's go Yankees.
All right, enough out of you. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours, Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. We'll get into a couple things here with the schedule release. Because I know people want to call about it because people love this stuff. And we will take your calls on it. I, as a football fan, a huge football fan, the schedule release doesn't do it for me. Now, the big things, who are the Giants opening with? What's the Thanksgiving games? A couple things like that, primetime game. You know, a few little things here and there I like about the schedule release. But I'm not one of these folks that just set the calendar to it. Oh, schedule release, where are the Jets in week 6 and the Giants in week 7? And what continent are the Giants going to this year? And what, I kind of play it week by week when we get to the year. But I know people love it, so we're going to talk about it a lot. Including when I'm on the air Thursday, when the schedules are officially released. Although, and this is my second part of this, I hate the fact that things get sort of, drip, drip, drip out there. And we get because we found out who the Giants are playing in week 1 and what time they're playing. We found out one of the games on Thanksgiving, Cowboys-Eagles. We found out the Bills, how they're opening up their stadium, or when I should say, and against whom. So there have already been a few leaks. And we're still a couple days away from Thursday. So that part, I don't love the leaks. If you're just going to have the big schedule release day, which the NFL, because this to me is the NFL doing NFL things. Meaning, it's not enough, because when they're leaked, how do you think they're getting leaked? You know, obviously the NFL wants this stuff out here, so people talk about it. You have one night, like no other sport does this. Baseball releases their schedule during the season. To the point where you're like, excuse me, why is this schedule being released? Like, we're in the midst of a 162 here, and you're talking about the 162 for next year when the schedule gets released, and I think during the All-Star break or whatever it is. Pointless. They should wait till the end of the year. Even though I don't think it would have the hubbubaloo that the NFL has, because football's just different. Because it's once a week for your team. But I think the NFL does this because they want people to talk about their sport. It's not just enough to have one day of the schedule release by leaking things throughout the week, which I'm sure is going to happen because here we are on Monday and we already got a couple leaks, including what the Giants are going to be doing in week 1. But then they have one big night dedicated to all that. So they pretty much take an entire week and they dedicate it to talking about upcoming games in 4 or 5 months. Like, that's why the NFL's king. I mean, really, think about any other sport doing this. Only in the NFL would it be a massive deal about the games that are going to be played in September, and we're sitting here in May, in the midst of the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, and the baseball season. But we will. So hang on. If you want to talk about it, we will absolutely talk about it, what the Giants are doing in week 1, whom they're playing, and at what time they are playing. Let's go to John Rosenberg. You wrote the town completely wrong here. John, where are you calling from? He wrote a name that doesn't make any sense here. Are you from Ewing, New Jersey? Is that
Ewing.
Yeah, Rosenberg wrote something that sort of looks like Ewing, but not really. But I just, because I'm brilliant, I was able to figure out that it was Ewing. But Rosenberg, look, he works very hard. He's got to get a lot of dental work coming up, so he's obviously distracted. But yeah, he's essentially, you know, most ways useless as a, not only a person, but as a producer. But we love him. We love him nonetheless. You know what I mean? But John and Ewing.
Rosie back because not only is he a really good player, but he's a tremendous teammate.
He's a glue guy. He might spill coffee on equipment here, but, you know, he is a glue guy. Go ahead, Johnny. What's up?
Tom, everything you're talking about, the guys are talking about as the Yankees are concerned, we already knew this. We already knew McMahon was not that good. We already knew Wells was not that good offensively. We already knew Grisham had this. We already knew the Yankees didn't really want Grisham. They never thought he was going to take a $22 million deal.
They didn't.
We already knew this. We already knew the bullpen wasn't that good. So they're going to have these spurts where these guys are going to hit. Bellinger and Judge are going to do their thing and drive in runs and Rice. Well, we all knew the bottom of the lineup was terrible. And it's going to show in bunches all year long. And if the Yankees don't fix it, they don't fix the bullpen, it's going to be pretty much like last year. It's going to be one and done in the playoffs. They're going to get by a weaker team with the starting pitching that they have. And you can't ask these guys to go out 7 1/3 every night, pitch 3-hit ball, and then the bullpen come in and blow these games like they've been doing. So I don't know where how they're going to address the problem. Spencer Jones is not the answer. All right, the kid strikes out 41% of the time in AAA baseball. How is he ever going to succeed in Major League Baseball? He's not going up against AAA pitchers anymore. All right, he's going up against Major League Baseball pitchers. How is this kid ever? He looks lost up there. How is he ever going to succeed hitting in a Major League lineup when you strike out 41% of the time you get up at bat? He's not the answer. They need to go and look and see who's available at the trade deadline. They really don't have anything in the minor leagues. Volpe's not the answer.
Nope.
The same problems that were there offseason are still there. We all knew this as Yankee fans, and it's going to show in bunches. I wasn't expecting Jazz to be so bad. I wasn't expecting that, and I think what you said was right. I think the pressure he's putting on himself with his big contract and then open his big mouth and saying 50-50, that's just going to get you more trouble. So I just think he's pushing, pressing and pushing, and I think he's over-trying at the plate. Everything is, if he just shortened up the swing a little bit and tried to just drive the ball instead of trying to hit it 500 feet every time he gets up, he might become a better, he might get out of this rut he's in. But if he keeps swinging from, you know, toes to shoulders every time he gets up, he's just not going to be any good.
Yeah, 100%. And look, I like you said, I think he's, and I said it earlier, I think he's pressing for sure. He knows the contract. He knows the 50-50 comments that he had before the season. When you get off to this slowest start and you're batting a 201 and it's May 11th, it's not exactly a spot you want to be in when you're playing for money and for a contract. And I'm sure Jazz wants to be a Yankee for the rest of his career. So there's a lot going on, I'm sure, inside his head. And that, at times, can take over your game. And the player that has been to an all-star game, a 30-30 guy, doesn't look like that player at all. To your point, and look, I said a lot about the Yankees offseason, and they're...
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's PRENUVO.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
There are certainly a lot of things that they have to exercise come October. But when they were winning and they were playing well right out of the gate and they were able to sustain that, it felt like, hey, maybe this team is different. Maybe this isn't like the Aaron Boone teams we've seen in the past. And look, a four-game losing streak, you don't throw away all the success they've had this year. But you just heard from a Yankee fan basically saying, well, look, we knew they had all these issues. How do you fix them? Well, some of it is Wells has to start hitting. Jazz has to start hitting. Grisham has to start hitting. These are the players that are on the team. You can't gut half the roster at the deadline, nor would they. And as far as the bullpen, you could add arms at the deadline. Look, the Yankees were very active last year, trading for a ton of players. A lot of those guys are still on this roster. Some have worked, some haven't. But Brian Cashman is going to be active at the deadline because every year the Yankees have an opportunity to win a championship, even with their October demons that they've had in recent years. What I want to see from them, first and foremost, is when they face a good team, beat them, which they haven't been able to do this year. And then the little things in these games, like not being able to extend the lead and the bullpen having the problems that they've had. The bullpen, nothing you can do about it now, but extending the lead, you know, getting a sac fly here, they had multiple opportunities with a guy on third base. Got to drive the runner in there. I know Weathers is cruising, but I've talked about this all the time. I talk about it with the Mets. I talk about it with the Yankees. I talk about it all the time in baseball. The tack-on runs are so important. And when the Yankees were rolling this year, they were tacking on runs. It's vital. There's no clock. I know there's a pitch clock now, but there's not an overall clock. So you can't sit on a lead. Score 50 runs. What's the difference? But certainly, a third run tonight, a fourth run, would have proven to be paramount and would have stopped the bleeding that they have right now. Now, they're not gushing or anything like that. It's a little paper cut. A little paper cut. You could put a Band-Aid on it. You could do whatever you want, but it is bleeding. Because, you know, sometimes paper cuts, they bleed a little bit more than you. It's just a paper cut. How is it bleeding so much? Meaning it's a no biggie. It's not a big deal, but it's bleeding more than you think it would based on the item that cut you. No. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Ben is in Rockland. What's up, Ben?
What's up, Boogie?
Hey, what's going on?
I want to say something about the schedule release. I think it's the best time of the year, and the Yankees loss couldn't even ruin my excitement for the Giants playing the Cowboys week one.
Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Not the first time these two teams have met in week one on Sunday Night Football. We've been here before.
The first time was a fluke. Don't worry.
Yeah, look, I don't know how you feel about this, Ben, but as somebody like me who keeps late hours now, doesn't have children, I love when the Giants are on Sunday Night Football because, like the theme song says, I've been waiting all day for Sunday night. I feel like I could watch all the other games. I could watch the Jets. I could bounce around. And then the main event of the day of week one is Giants-Cowboys, which you can't get any better than that. Dart, the debut of Harbaugh, and obviously everything that Dak has going on with the Cowboys, and I think their expectations are going to be a lot higher going into this year than it was last year with the whole Parsons fiasco. So I think that is box office must-see TV. I love that it's Sunday night. I don't know if you feel the same way, but I love the fact that they're starting the year off in that spot.
Yeah, like also like football's football. Like basketball, it's like you can't go a whole day watching basketball, but like football, I could go 4 weeks straight just sitting on my couch watching football. And like for the Giants to top everything off and hopefully win by like 80, it's going to be awesome.
80 would be nice. If you heard it here first, if the Giants can win by 80 points in week one, I would deem that a major success in the debut of Harbaugh. Major success. Do I see that happening? Of course not, but that would be nice. Probably going to be closer to like 50, but 80 is certainly a goal to set for yourself. But yeah, I like the idea of waiting all day, watching all the games, and then Sunday night rolls around and the Giants are the main event. Now, I keep late hours. I keep after hours. Of course, I'll be on after the Giant game. I figure around 1:30, 2 a.m. that night. So I'll be awake either way. I know for some people that's not the case and they're tired on Sunday because they have human alarms, children, or whatever the case may be, and they're up early, and by the time they get to Sunday Night Football, you know, one eye is starting to close, and they're ready to go to sleep, which is easier to do if it's Packers-Bears. When it's your team, whether you're a Giant fan or there's a lot of Cowboy fans in our audience, we know that, it's a little bit of a struggle, and it starts your week off on the rough note because you got to get up early Monday. So I'm certainly speaking just from my lifestyle. For my lifestyle, it's perfect. But my lifestyle is a little bit not of the regular for most people because most people don't stay up till 2 a.m., 5 a.m. because they don't work that late. But I do. So I love it. And I've always been a night owl. So I've always enjoyed it. But it's even better now because I'm certainly acclimated to these hours. Because I host after hours, and I'm up to the wee hours in the morning. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Robbie and Lennox. What's up? Oh, sorry about that. Robbie, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call. Couple of things about the Yankee game. Yep. You know, I can't really blame the pitcher, and Hendricks has been really good this season, but I just didn't quite understand why he threw him a slider. Well, it's a breaking pitch. He's not been good against breaking pitches. That's why the guy was like really low on average. But here's my problem with the Yankees. You know, your last caller talked about the bottom of the order and so forth. My problem with the Yankees is that they don't put the ball in play enough. They have six guys hitting under 212. I mean, the average is in Major League Baseball. I understand the analytics and all this crap, Tommy, but you know what? I'm 61 years old. I can't stand the averages. You have a leadoff hitter hitting 178. I mean, I know Caballero didn't play tonight, but let Cabby lead off. He can bunt. He can steal. Whatever happened to the legitimate leadoff hitter? Whatever happened to a guy that hits 300?
That's a dinosaur. That's beyond extinct. Yeah. Like, that's just not the way it is anymore. There's no prototypical leadoff hitter. There's no prototypical second hitter in the lineup. There's barely even a prototypical 3 and 4 hitter. Like, but certainly not at the top of the order. That is something that is no longer part of Major League Baseball, and I don't see it coming back.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. But you notice the Yankees always lose one-run games because they can't. They just are not a good situational hitting team, and this has been Cashman's problem
tonight, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. They don't hit in situations, and it's been going on for Cashman. You've got to get guys to put the ball in play. I'm sorry. You know, Susan talks about this all the time on the broadcast. I'm so sick of hearing this. Oh, well, they played baseball this way, and they played baseball the right way fundamentally, and Tampa Bay does this and small ball and all this nonsense. The Yankees, you know, I've seen them play small ball this year. It's not about small ball. It's a matter of intelligent baseball, and for some reason, the Yankees just seem to not put the ball in play when it's appropriate. And the thing about Jazz Chisholm, you're right. He's up there trying to hack the ball, trying to smack one. Just relax, Jazz. Just relax. Be yourself. Go out there and make contact. What bothers me so much is guys don't take the ball the opposite way. Everybody's trying to hit home run. And that's the problem with baseball for me. It used to be a beautiful thing when I would watch Tony Gwynn hit 350 and watch Wade Boggs hit 330. It was a great thing to watch. I mean, the major, the top guys today, you get, what, five guys that are over 300? You get Luis Arraez every year. That's about it, Tommy.
Yeah, well, anyway, yeah, man, well Luis Arraez is a guy that hits for a high average, doesn't strike out, and he's essentially a unicorn in baseball. Look, it is the way that the sport is. You know, when I was growing up in the 90s, much to Robbie's point, you'd have a prototypical leadoff hitter that was fast, like a Kenny Lofton. He would bat, you know, number one in the order. And number two guy in the order would be somebody that could hit the right field, a hit and run, contact, high average. The third hitter would be essentially your best hitter. And your fourth hitter would be your first baseman who had a pot belly, a mustache, would rip heaters, probably go to the strip club late night. And he looked like John Kruk or Rob Deere. But now people think guys like Pete Alonso are fat. You didn't know the baseball I watched when fat guys were fat guys when I was growing up. And you had Cecil Fielder and Kruk. Those were fat guys. Now think people say Pete Alonso's fat. In what lifetime is Pete Alonso fat? Maybe husky, perhaps. Working on his dad bod, perhaps. But he's not fat. But yeah, it used to be prototypical leadoff hitter, speed, guy hitting first, hitting second was the dude that would hit to the right field, bunt, you know, opposite field hitter, hit and run. Your third hitter would be the best hitter, and your fourth hitter would be, yeah, a guy that carried himself late in the night in the after hours, probably would rip eaters, have a couple brewskis, and have a big old pot belly, and hit a lot of taters, and bat 210. But that was 1995 and 6. This is 2026. So the sport has changed. Certainly. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. It's after hours. It is a loogie here in the late light. Well, I almost mixed them both there because I have loogie in the limelight now, Rosenberg. I've been trying to mix that in. I did it last night and Fliegelman said, did you just have a space out there or you actually meant to say limelight? I said I meant to say limelight because I like to mix up the act a little bit. And it's not just loogie in the late night. It is loogie in the limelight.
Do you like limes?
I'm sorry you're here. What does my liking of limes have anything to do with
you? You said you're in the limelight.
Yes. Is this your attempted humor or
no,
are you just that stupid?
I'm curious if you like limes.
Yeah. I do, but it has nothing to do with the limelight. Limelight is meaning I am in the limelight. I'm in the eye of the public. I'm in a huge spot here on
WFM.
Right,
that was the Rush Tom Sawyer song, I believe.
He's a glue guy. That is a great
song.
Obviously,
Rosie.
Yeah, I know.
Put a no doubter on there.
Yeah, exactly. Again, Rosario has to get traded. He can't be on the Yankees anymore because Boone. This would be the same thing if they brought in a guy that had a similar name to me and he started calling that player Loogie. I would have to say, hold on, cease and desist, gimmick infringement. Can't call anybody Loogie because if there was somebody on the team that was close to last name being Lugauer or the first name was close to being Lugauer, Aaron Boone would call him
Loogie.
Correct. And I would have a big issue with that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I got you for another, let's call it 3 hours, until 2 a.m. here on The Fan. We'll take your calls on the Yankees. If you want to get into the schedule release, certainly with the Giants, their first game will be Sunday Night Football Week 1 against the Cowboys. The full release of the NFL schedule won't be until Thursday night, but I would imagine little leaks here and there will come out in the next couple days. We'll get into the Knicks. We spent a ton of time on them last night, 5 hours of after hours talking Knicks. We will open up the conversation to the Knicks in the 11 o'clock hour, plus the Mets later on in the show as they are going to call up or already have called up A.J. Ewing for this series against the Tigers and going forward. So there's a lot on the table here. And your opportunity to join the conversation is very simple. You pick up the phone and you call 888-808-1019. That's how you do it. It is after hours. It is Loogie here in the late night and also in the limelight here on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!